Good morning and welcome to Newbury Baptist Church. It's lovely to have you here this morning. We've got a host, a small host of angels down there, and we've got some wise men and some shepherds and all sorts of people. The children are taking most of the service this morning and it'll sort of roll through as we go along. So thank you to them for getting that ready for us. The creche room will be available today. If you would usually take a little one to the creche, but you'll need to go with them and accompany them this morning if you choose to do that. Don't forget, please, that it's our Carols by Candlelight service this evening at 6 o'clock. It's probably going to get quite busy, so come in good time for that. And if you're reading at it and haven't yet seen me, then see if you can catch me afterwards, please. Now, if you haven't looked, just turn around for a minute and look at these wonderful boards, all done by different groups within the church. I gave a brief to the flower team 2 months ago, said, oh, God's bright idea. Wow, look what came out of it. Aren't they just brilliant? And go and have a proper look afterwards, because there's so much detail in these things that have been produced by the different groups. By the way, the flower rota is already out. It's up in the lobby, so if you could sign up to that, that would be great. Let me just light some candles, then I'm going to hand over to Ollie, who will welcome you properly to this morning's service. Let me just do these. I get to light three today. One, two... Just one more to go. There we are. Okay. Ollie, it's all yours.
Welcome to Newbury Baptist Church. Today we are going to tell you all about the bright idea. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 3 says, in the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets many times and in many different ways. But now in these last days, God has spoken to us through his Son. God has chosen his Son to own all things, and through him he made the world. The Son reflects the glory of God and shows exactly what God is like. He holds everything together with his powerful word. When the Son made people clean from their sins, he sat down at the right side of God, the great one in heaven. Let's sing together, O little town of Bethlehem.
Town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in the dark street shine.
had a bright idea. He didn't have them very often, but today was a good day. He was the principal undersecretary to the deputy chief advisor of the vice regent of the Roman province of Judea.
I am the principal undersecretary to the deputy chief advisor of the vice regent of the Roman province of Judea, and I've had a bright idea. I think we should count everybody. That way, we can charge them lots of lovely taxes. Let's make everybody go back to the town where they were born. It will make things a lot easier for me to take their money.
His deputy thought it was a bright idea, and so did his deputy, and so did his deputy. It really was a bright idea. Of course, it wasn't his bright idea, not really. Far up in the heavens and far back in the mists of time, God had a plan, had planned this all along. Heaven and earth would be moved that night to make sure that God's plan came to be.
Oh.
In the village of Nazareth, where young Mary lived, everything was chaos. As if it weren't scary enough that she had been told by an angel that God's son would be born to her, now there was even more to deal with because of someone's bright idea. She and her fiancé, Joseph, had to travel all the way to Bethlehem.
Oh, Joseph, do we have to go?
I'm afraid we do, but God will take care of us.
And of course, God did take care of them. After trying lots and lots and lots of places to stay for the night, they finally found an innkeeper who lent them his stable. Later that night, Jesus, who was God's bright idea, would be born there. He would spend his first night on the earth sleeping in a prickly straw with animals looking on.
Not very far away, there were some shepherds minding their own business and minding their sheep. All of a sudden, the sky was filled with light. Every angel in heaven was there to tell them all about God's bright idea, Jesus.
No one needed to tell them twice, and as soon as the angel had gone, they ran as fast as their legs would carry them to Bethlehem to see the wonderful baby.
Sometimes an idea is so bright that it can be seen for miles and miles and miles. A long way away, some stargazers had seen it for themselves.
I've just seen the brightest star.
Me too. I have an idea. It may be just the brightest light the world has ever seen.
I think it is the light of a great king. Greater than you or I, or all the kings in the whole wide world put together.
With that, they packed their bags, up their books and telescopes, chose some gifts for the baby king, and made their way across the dark, dark desert to see God's bright idea.
Bethlehem was only a little place, but on that night it was filled with all sorts of people, shepherds and angels and wise men and Mary and Joseph and, of course, Jesus, God's bright idea.
Bright idea!
Yeah.
sit down. Well, thank you, Chatterbox, for bringing it all to life. Give them a round of applause. Weren't they brilliant? And what a bunch of confident readers we have. What a bunch of confident readers. Well done, all of you. Really was great to see it brought to life. Do any of you ever read comics? Do you? Okay, well, you might be able to help me out there. So if you saw this in a comment, what would you expect to be inside that? Yeah. What's inside that? Speech. Okay, well, we'll try another one. What about inside that? Yeah. Okay, one more. You obviously read far too many comics. What about that? Yeah. Yeah, bright idea. Now, there's a bit of a story to that, you see, because that all started, actually, with Edison inventing the light bulb in 1879. And then every time he was depicted in the newspapers, they would always show him with a light bulb next to him. It sort of became his trademark. And then in 1924, in a little short film all about some lost golf balls, but that's another story, Felix the Cat was shown with it above his head. And that's how it started. That's how it started in cartoons, that a light bulb was meant to mean a bright idea. And we've been hearing all about, this area on the front of the pulpit, we've been hearing all about God's bright idea, haven't we, this morning? One that started not actually with our civil servant down here, or his deputies, or his deputies' deputies, all the way, way back. That was God's idea, God's bright idea from a long time ago. Beginning of John's Gospel talks all about it. It says, in him was life. That life was the light of all of us. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus' friend Paul would talk about it later. He would talk about the light in our lives and say that we should shine like stars because we've got God's bright idea in us. In the last few pages of the Bible, another friend of Jesus called John would catch sight of Jesus all ablaze from head to foot, looking almost like he was made of light. I wonder, can you do me a favour? I want to ask you to look at a painting with me. It's a really old painting. It was painted not by Rembrandt, but by one of the people he taught how to paint, one of his students. Have a look at this. It's called... Oh, we can't see much of it, can we? But can you see the light? Can you see the light on there? You should just about be able to see. It's called The Adoration of the Shepherds, and we've got all these shepherds gathered around Jesus. Look, there's Mary. And there's the shepherds. Here's the question, though. Where's the light coming from in that picture? Yeah, Ollie, where do you think? Yeah, it is, isn't it? So, I mean, someone's got a little lamp over here, but actually, the light all seems to be coming from Jesus himself, doesn't it? And the Bible seems to keep on telling us that. It seems to keep on telling us that Jesus is the light. Jesus is God's bright idea. But how is he the light? You know, you don't usually talk about a person as being light, do you? What do you think? Go on. Yeah? Because he's got some power. What a brilliant answer. Anything else? How else is he the light for us? Yeah, go on, Gabriel. He's got a lamp inside. Well, if you look at that picture, it looks that way, doesn't it? I think he's kind of like the light, because a bit like a lighthouse, he's put up because it shows us that someone knows us, we're travelling, and we might need some help. Along the way, we might need some help to get safely home. I think it's a bit like the light that you might see in 10 days' time when some of you are up very, 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 very early on Christmas morning and you might see just the first little bit of light where it stops being nighttime and it starts being daytime. And believe me, your parents will be thrilled when you spot it. They'll just be absolutely delighted and they'll say, oh, goody, can we get up too? We talked about that last week in church. When you were out of Chatterbox, we were talking about that idea that Jesus is like the very, very first little bit of sunlight that says, look, the night's over and something better is coming. I think he's a bit like the light because he's a bit like a torch showing us the way to God. Points out God so we can see his face in the darkness. A bit like a nightlight. Does anybody have a nightlight on in their bedroom? Does anybody have a little light that stays on all night? Yeah, it's a really nice idea, actually. And it means you don't bump into things, and it means you don't get scared in the night. I think he's a bit like a nightlight, glowing there in the darkest times of life, because we know that he's always there with us. I think he's a bit like a candlelight. Who's coming to Chris Dingle? on Christmas Eve. And you know what will happen? We'll give you all a candle, and you'll take it to the edge of the church, and you'll stand there and you'll hold it, and you'll go, like you've never seen a candle before. Because you'll all get drawn into it, and you'll all start looking at it. And Jesus is a bit like the light of that candle. It draws us to him. And actually, I get to see this. You don't, because you're busy looking at your candle. I look round, and that light is reflected on all your faces. So as you're looking at it, it's reflecting back on you. I think Jesus is that kind of light. So he's like a lighthouse put up to show us that someone cares, we don't get lost. He's like a torch to show us the way to find our way to God. He's like a nightlight so we don't get scared in the night. He's like that candle that draws us in. If any of you know what a pilot light, he's a bit like a pilot light. A pilot light shows you that everything's working okay. Shows you that things aren't going to stop and that everything's doing what it ought to do. I think it's a bit like the light, especially when you're on holiday and your very first morning in a place you've been really excited to go to, you open the curtains and you see the light come in on a brand new landscape. I think he's that kind of light too. Lots of the people sitting next to you this morning who've become Christians, who've given their life to Jesus, will tell you that for them, when that happened, it was like a light coming on. And they could see things differently in a way that they had never seen them before. I think he's that kind of light too. You know, my little nativity sets have been on tour this year. It's a rather bigger collection than it was last year. It's over 40 now. And last week they were with me in a very posh barn for the Agricultural Society Christmas service. And lots of people were looking at them. And then they were in here on Wednesday as well. And there were lots of people from our business community looking at them. We had people from the violin shop and people from the antique shop and people from the council and from the solicitors. It was great. All sorts of people came in and they were looking at them. I've got a brand new one here, actually, just arrived this week. If you want to have a look afterwards, come and find me at the door. This one is really, really cute. I bet you've not seen one like this before. Look, it's about half the length of my little finger and it's got the whole scene inside it. It's quite clever, isn't it, really? Now, I'm going to show you a nativity set on the screen that I wish I had, but I don't. But here's a little challenge. If any of you want to make one for me, or you want to make one and take a photograph of it, send me that photograph, and I promise I'll put it in the newsletter this week, all right? Let's have a look at this nativity set. Oh, look at that, made from Lego. Isn't it brilliant? There's all sorts of things I love about it. You have to focus carefully. I love the fact that Hagrid from Harry Potter has turned up at the Nativity. I think that's great. I love the fact that we've apparently got a bin man in his bright yellow vest who's turned up too. I'm quite liking the giant poodle on one side who is watching all the goings on. I love just about everything about it. But the thing I love most of all, I'm going to focus in on it in case you can't see it, is that what they've chosen for the manger is a lifeboat, an inshore lifeboat. I think that is just brilliant, because that's kind of the key. You know, the reason that the little baby is God's bright idea is because he's God's rescue plan for us. Listen, folks, it might not happen here. Well, it could happen in Newbury, actually, given the amount of waterways we've got. If you're ever caught in a flood, and your house is ruined, and you are trapped, and somebody turns up at your door with a lifeboat, please do not, for goodness sake, say, oh, will you look at that, it's a lifeboat, and do nothing about it. Please will you not spend the next few hours discussing how lovely it was that someone sent a lifeboat, and how kind of them it was to do it. Please don't say, well, you know, I think lots of other people might want to get in that boat, but I'm not so sure that I will. You know, the whole point of God sending Jesus as a lifeboat, the rescuer for us, is that we would do something with it. If you're ever in danger of being swept away out to sea and someone sends you a lifeboat, what have you got to do? What are you going to do with it? Jump in it. Yeah, absolutely. Get in it, for goodness sake. When God comes up with this bright idea that he thought are oodles and oodles and oodles and oodles before any of us were born. When he comes up with this bright idea and he presents it to us, what we have to do is take it to heart. That's the whole point. That's when his bright idea becomes our bright idea. And it starts to shine in each of us as it's shining in some of you today. So take it to heart. Don't let it be just a bright idea out there somewhere, but let it be something in your life. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to sing one more song together. Father, thank you for this rescue plan of yours. Thank you for this wonderful, bright idea for Jesus to rescue us. Help us to take it and him to heart, we pray. Amen. So please don't forget, carols by candlelight tonight. Love to see all of you there. And why don't you go home, get your Lego out, and make a Lego nativity. And if you do, send me a photo, and I'll send that to everyone in the newsletter next week. Let's pray together. Father, we ask now for your blessing on each other and all whom we love. In Jesus' name. Amen.